for applicable rebates.
When it comes to your financial needs, Founders Federal Credit Union never strikes out. Founders offers a winning lineup with the most innovative products and services like free checking with e-statements, Founders Online, Founders App with mobile deposit, and much more. Not a member? Visit RelaxFounders.com or our Clemson office to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. In this week's Road Rageous Moments from Sports History, we covered A Miracle on Ice, 1979, and it is the 1980 U.S. Olympic team. It is the 39th anniversary of the U.S. Olympic team beating the Soviets, and I want your comments. I want your feedback. I want to know where you were, who you were watching with. And I think that a lot of people's feelings were the same way. I mean, for example, I received this. This is from Angela. I was 15. That was the first hockey game that had ever been played on my family's TV. We barely understood what was going on, but we did know that it was us versus them, and we were cheering like crazy. And again, I think that was it. It didn't matter if you were a hockey fan. It was bigger than that. People developed an appreciation for what was going on as the U.S. team began to win and began to watch it. And as Bucci said before, begin to, you know, learn some of the rules. I think it was him who said that. Maybe not. But the point is, it's that if you were alive for it, you were absorbed in it. One of the primary reasons people get so enthused about the Olympics is patriotism. It's nationalism. It's why even in soccer, we'll engage. Now men's soccer usually lets us down quickly, so we don't need to worry about it. But the point is, there is always an element of patriotism and nationalism. All that was enhanced there. It was the hangover effect of a Cold War era. It was everything the Soviets represented. It was that they had butchered us 10-3 prior to the Lake Placid Games beginning. They were the invincible machine. They were undefeated in their group. They mauled everybody on route, even though they trailed, I believe, in two of those games early. But they were thought to be invincible. You know, Kevin asked, he said, I was four. I don't remember. Were the USSR players professional athletes? Yes, in reality, they were. The truth is that the only amateurs were really us. I mean, this is the way the Olympics worked. But, you know, it was the Red Army. It was all of that. It was the bright red uniforms. It was the machine-like and ruthless efficiency of the way they performed. And it was their talent. It was the skating. They were incredible I mean, they were just an absolute machine. And that's why it was thought that no one had a chance. Justin, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Walt?
Good, Justin. Appreciate you getting in.
Oh, man. Everything you said is true. Norway, Sweden, Finland, and Russia, those were like the big teams. 79 and 80, I lived in New Delhi, India. My father was an infantry officer in the Army and was serving in the embassy over there. So we had just gone through all the stuff with the Iranian embassy getting closed down after the overthrow. And then things were pretty tense around New Delhi. We had a lot of protests at the gates and things like that. Hockey is about the only time I watch, or the Olympics is about the only time I watch hockey. And at that time, it was so big because, like you said, it was us versus them. And we went to an international school, so of course everybody was telling us, you guys are going to get smeared and everything else. I was 8 and 9, and we just, it was amazing. I mean, we went to the embassy to watch it because we didn't have regular TV. We saw it in the basement of the embassy where the bowling alley and all the other stuff was, and just unbelievable stuff, man. It was just crazy. I don't know how else to describe it.
That's an incredible story, Justin.
It was neat, going to school with a lot of those kids, and we lived out in the city. We didn't live on the embassy compound, so there was kind of a row of foreign consulates and whatnot. And so my brother and I used to walk down to some of our friends' houses, and we were always looking like there was a PLO headquarters in between our house and their house, and a Russian consulate on one side and a Norwegian guy on the other side. And just, we'd always, at that time, look suspiciously at the Russian place and the PLO place and sprint by to the neighbor's house. but really, really good time. That was one of the best sporting events of my life. And you're right. Their skaters were all pros. Ours were college kids for the most part.
Yep. Excellent job, Justin. I appreciate you sharing the story.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Have a good one.
Well done. Is this Ed in here, Ramona? I'm getting lots of interesting texts on the healthier text line, too. You can get in on this if you want. Listen to this tweet, Ramona. Joseph writes, in Abdullah's rage, I was all 3 days old and have no memory. But my parents say, just home from the hospital, they were watching, and my dad dropped me from excitement. Then he writes, explains a lot of issues. That's too funny. Fred says, I was 8 years old. The game was my uncle's and my grandma's den area. Hardest I ever cheered for anything in my life. Learned a lot about hockey, too. Ed.
Walter.
Ed, what's going on, Ed?
Not much. I do remember that well. I was 12, and you're right. They were basically prohibitive favorites. It was known they had already crushed us. The thing that stuck out the most, and I knew very little about hockey, was Craig had twice as many saves as the Russian, or right at it. It may have even more twice. They had so many more shots on goal. And I just kept thinking, this guy cannot continue this. But he did, and I remember he ended up going and playing for the Flames later on after that. But to me, he was what won that game.
Well, look, he didn't really go on to have any type of pro career, but a lot of these guys experienced success at the NHL level. He really didn't, but he had a moment that will live forever. And through the first two periods, as the Soviets pressed us, and dominated play in those two periods were almost exclusively on our end of the ice, particularly period two. It was the old goaltender standing on his head deal, cliche alert, because that's what Craig did. Craig helped keep his team in the game for those first two periods and allowed for that comeback to take place, because the second period was all Soviet Union. It was just... they were ruthless. They were relentless. I mean, honestly, we could have come out of that second period down 5 or 6-2 based on how dominant they were in the flow of play in period two.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Craig essentially bailed everybody out. And I don't even remember if they gave an MVP, but it was basically believed he was it. And wasn't it Al Michaels that actually made the call that said, "Do you believe in miracles?" Or yeah, whatever, how he put it.
Yeah, Ramona, give us the final 40 seconds again.
Seconds remaining. Morrow checked into the boards. It comes back to center ice. 38, 37 seconds left in the game. Petrov with it. The Americans on top, 4-3. Long shot. Craig able to get a piece of it to sweep it away. 28 seconds. The crowd going insane. Karlamov shooting it into the American end again. Morrow is back there. Now Johnson, 19 seconds. Johnson over to Ramsey. The Legionov gets checked by Ramsey. McClanahan is there. The puck is still loose. 11 seconds. You've got 10 seconds. The countdown going on right now. Morrow up to Schultz. 5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes! Unbelievable.
And it was, of course, Al Michaels making the legendary call of "Do you believe in miracles?" And again, probably not only the most famous moment in amateur sports American history, but also, in all likelihood, the most famous sports call in history.
Yeah, it really was. And to this day, I mean, Al Michaels is okay, but, you know, I always have a soft spot for it because of that call, because it was really unprecedented, and you're right, we really were still sort of in the Cold War. In fact, they ended up boycotting each other's Olympics because of the whole Soviet-Afghanistan invasion, i.e. their Vietnam. But, you know, it was definitely a moment of national pride. And, you know, honestly, that's the biggest upset I think I've ever seen. I was too young for Super Bowl III. Obviously, I did see NC State beat Houston and Villanova beat Georgetown not long after that in that sort of same time frame. But right. I'd still say that's the biggest upset I've ever seen. And, hey, appreciate you bringing it up.
How about on the upset thing? And it's certainly, I think, given the magnitude of everything that it was that was involved in that, I think that is the biggest upset in sports history. But other major upsets, one that immediately comes to mind is Buster Douglas against Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. But, you know, to this day, I'm still not sure I believe that actually happened. I've watched Tyson clean so many people out. We used to, you know, buy his fight or watch his fight.
Yeah, but and, you know, look, Ed, the truth about
college.
But the truth about all that was Tyson fought a lot of tomato cans. He really did. He fought a lot of tomato cans, and he was a really good defensive fighter early in his career. And he had obviously had great power, but he intimidated and beat the crap out of a lot of tomato cans. When Buster Douglas came into that fight, Buster Douglas obviously had the length advantage, had the reach advantage. He was a much bigger man, and Douglas showed up for that fight in the greatest shape of his life. You know, it was a constant battle for Buster Douglas to stay in shape, but he was without question in the greatest shape of his life for that fight against Tyson. And Douglas was knocked down once in that fight, if memory serves, but it was he described it as a slip, and he got up immediately. You know, Tyson to this day still sort of thinks he was quick counted out of it, that when Douglas went down, the count was forever. But when Tyson went down, that the count was quick. But he was out. I mean, he was basically knocked out, and Buster Douglas on that day really was the better fighter. And it sort of changed the direction of Mike Tyson's career, too, in terms of his level of dominance.
Yeah, and it was a slip. I don't think Tyson knocked him down. And Tyson was clearly woozy.
Yeah.
But the thing was, we used to, obviously gamble on it. Nobody was going to bet against Tyson. The thing we always gambled on was which round the fight would end in.
Yeah.
Easiest was try to get in 1 through 5 because that's usually what it was.
Well, the funny thing is, Ed, you'll get fights today where people will complain about the fight being short, but at that time, if you were going to watch a Tyson fight, you wanted it to be short. If you were going to pay for it, you wanted it to be short. You wanted to see him kill somebody in 30 seconds. People were willing to pay for that. But, I think later in his career, look, lots of things happen with him. And it's hard to know exactly where to draw the line. But later in his career, as he experienced bigger fighters with longer reach and the intimidation factor sort of died down, he took a beating, too.
Yeah. I still remember the David Letterman, speaking of Mike Tyson, Marvis Hagler egg timer that had a picture of him, and it flipped over in 30 seconds. But y'all have a good weekend.
Thank you, Ed. I appreciate it. The chopping block writes, was glued to the TV at home. Jig Prey grew up in the town next to me. Easton was a local celebrity. My English teacher had bumper stickers made that said, don't play games with the Russians, a double entendre because of the war possibility. High school days. Mark writes, listening to Miracle on Ice gives me cold chills even today. Got to go watch the movie Miracle. And love the hockey takes. Thank you. Thank you very much, Mark. Appreciate it. You want to get in, 654-7627. Cornbread and you, we'll get several people on hold. You want to get in, now is actually still a good time. Here's what we're going to do. Let me tell you about my friends at Urban Nirvana, and then we'll get right back to this. I want to get some draft talk in here before the end of the show, too. Urban Nirvana, 12 different types of massage to choose from. There's even a prenatal massage. We've had couples swear by the prenatal massage. It can be performed in any trimester. We had a couple, we had a gentleman write us who said that his wife received the massages every week during her final trimester and what a difference it made for them. This is Urban Nirvana. We had another gentleman write us who said that his wife buys him the massages, that he works 65 to 70 hours a week, and that he couldn't do it without the help of Urban Nirvana. This is Urban Nirvana. There's something for absolutely everybody, 12 different types of massages, and there's the salon. And the salon employs the leading stylists in the Southeast. Think about the people who do things for you in your life. I don't care who it is. Wife, girlfriend, mother. And again, we've already indicated massage is not just for ladies anymore, fellas. And think about how easy it is to give them the gift of Urban Nirvana. You just go to urbannirvana.com. You print off your gift certificate and you're done. That's it. Do it today. Trust me, you will thank me later. Urbannirvana.com. Quick break. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. We'll be right back.
It's boat time at Bojangles. Get your choice of a 4-piece chicken supreme snack or a 2-piece chicken dinner for $3.99 each. That's a 4-piece supreme snack or a 2-piece dinner, just $3.99 each for a limited time. Bojangles, it's boat time.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Hendrick Honda Easily now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Hendrick Honda Easy will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Hendrick Honda Easily. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Again, ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Experience a world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easily.
Hey, Amy, did you know the Honda Dream Deal sales event is literally happening right now, where you can literally get great deals on certified pre-owned Hondas?
Literally? I don't trust that word anymore ever since my coworker Jerry told me he could literally eat 1,000 burritos.
Well, that's literally impossible, but there is literally a Honda Dream Deal sales event happening right now. And Honda is KBB.com's 2018 best value brand. Seriously.
Visit HondaCertified.com to find the Honda that's right for you. With 1.49% APR for well-qualified buyers on select models.
Based on 2018 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for information.
Listen closely.
This is the sound of transformation. The sound of digging deep and doing what you didn't think was possible. It's happening now at the YMCA of Easley Pickens in Powdersville. Equipment, programs, instruction, friends. The Y is so much more. Special new member discounts are available for a limited time.
Life can be complicated from time to time. If you need a local attorney, Nick Lavery will help you navigate any issue, whether it's criminal, personal injury, or if you need help with a residential or commercial real estate closing. With over 19 years of experience and a former state prosecutor, Nick knows the law. The office of Nick Lavery is conveniently located in downtown Clemson. Ready to win? Call Nick today at 864-654-3680 for your free consultation today.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Can't tell people how to freak out.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You know, this is an interesting text. I don't know if this is from Zach, but I'll come to you guys on the phone in a minute. He writes, I've never heard anyone talk about the game from the Russian standpoint. I've always wondered if it was as big a heartbreak for their coaches, players, country, as it was uplifting for us. I've always wondered if any lives or careers fell apart after that. Well, you know, look, during much of that period of time, if you were an athlete for the Soviets and you lost in something you were supposed to win, your status went from hero to being persona non grata. You were not, that was not expected. That was not acceptable. Acceptable might be the right word. And so I don't know what prices those individual athletes paid. I think that's an interesting element of it. I do know that many of the players who played on that team were resentful even today for the manner in which they were coached, for pulling a legendary goaltender, for some of the decisions that were made, for going with veteran players instead of the speed and the young talent that they had that the Americans, quite frankly, were afraid of. A guy named, I'll get back to it, but I think that was the conventional belief. So even today, I think some of those players still have regrets and resent what happened and how it unfolded. And like we do in our athletics, is we tend to blame people, and I think some of them have. Blamed coaching as to the reason they lost that game. And quite honestly, that's probably right. I mean, Herb Brooks won the coaching battle. I think that's true. Badger Mike says, and Douglas was dealing with the recent death of his mother. That's 100% right. It may have had a lot to do with the condition he came in. Texter 302 says 93 Toronto Blue Jays, Carter hitting the home run in game 7. I mean, it was a great moment, but I'm not sure what you're saying. You're saying that call was a bigger call than Al Michaels? You believe in miracles? No, not even in the universe. I mean, it's significant, but there are actually many more significant baseball calls than that one. Before we even get to this. Now Chuck says, hey, the hockey team was great, but don't forget at the same time, the great Eric Heiden was one of the greatest Olympic performers ever, winning every event in his sport. Yeah, it's great, but you know, no one cared about it. I mean, it's great, but that doesn't compare with the U.S. hockey team beating the Soviets in 1980. In fact, most people today have no idea who Eric Heiden even was. Cornbread, how are you?
Mr. Morton, sir, how are you?
Good, Cornbread. Appreciate you getting in.
This doesn't have anything to do with the U.S. hockey team, but I don't know when it was. The local TV stations around here in upstate at one time was showing hockey, trying to show it anyway. And I got interested in it because that was one of the things I never got a chance to play. So we didn't have nothing like that down here then. And it still don't. But I was watching the game, and I don't know if it was the Oars or what was in there, you know, but it was always Chicago Blackhawks or the Rangers. But there was a defensive guy, and he was well known. He was good. There was a guy that took a slap shot, and he slid, I guess. He dove and was sliding across the ice, and the puck hit him square in the mouth. And this is before you had the helmets and the face masks and all that. But it showed his mouth exploding. And they done that once or twice. And that's something I see that.
Yeah.
And that's been, it's got to be 20 or 30 or 40 years ago. But I thought that was unreal. That dedicated to do that, and just, I mean, it showed his teeth and all that stuff just blowing out of his mouth.
Yeah, you know, hockey players are tough. Ramona has her hand over her mouth right now, I swear. But yeah, the old exploding teeth trick.
Well, really, I don't know what it was. I swear, I'm looking at the wall now, looking like I seen it 30 or 40 years ago, whenever it was on.
Yep.
All right, talk to you later.
Thank you, Cornbread, I appreciate it.
That's just,
what, the exploding teeth?
That's like, I don't like dentists, and that sounds like a bad trip to the dentist.
Jason says, second greatest moment in Olympic history, topped only by Franz Klammer in 76 with his victory in the downhill. No, not topped by Franz Klammer, sorry. And I've seen it, but I appreciate it. I appreciate it. The other texter said, you know, he was just given other great moments. He wasn't saying it was better that Carter's deal was better than Miracle on Ice. Good. It's Seminole Ted and Big Bad Bob. Seminole Ted. Ted, what's going on?
Hey, Walt, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks again.
You know, I tell you, on a hockey note, if your girlfriend or wife doesn't like sports, take her to a hockey game and put her on the glass. Let her see somebody get hard checked into the glass. They get into it really quick all of a sudden. Just something about hockey, man. But I wanted to talk about the Florida State-North Carolina game. Of the five games we got left, that's the one I'm worried about the most. It is at Chapel Hill. How do you see that game going? I know Florida State's bigs can compete, and I know outside they can compete. I do worry about transition. And what they're going to do to try to really get Forrest and Topher aggravated. Yeah. I think Kevin Gelly is going to be the key to that game all the way around because he comes off the bench and scores more points than anybody else on the team.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's I think Florida State is a really gifted, talented team. I think it comes down to how well you shoot the ball from the perimeter. If you shoot the ball well from the perimeter, you can beat North Carolina, even there. And I think that's really where every Florida State game comes down to now. I think Florida State's an extremely dangerous team. I mean, again, if I were picking an Elite Eight right now, I would probably have Florida State as one of my eight.
They're gonna live and die by the three.
Well, who? You? Well,
yeah, Florida State's gonna live and die by the three.
Well, You don't live and die by it, but you need it to improve spacing and to keep defenses honest, to give guys like Cavendeli room to work. So if, you know, I think that's the real key. It's that if you shoot the ball well, listen, here's the thing. If Florida State shoots the ball well from the perimeter, I don't think anybody can guard them. Or you, as the case may be. I don't think anybody can guard you if you shoot the ball well. Because not everybody has the type of size and post play that you guys do. In fact, basically nobody does. So, you know, furthermore, nobody has your depth. So you have some things.
That's the one thing about it. Hamilton, he runs 11 guys with significant playing time because he wants his starters to have fresh legs the last 5 minutes of the game. So, and once again, I think Cavendeli is the X factor in this because he can shoot the ball from anywhere, or he can take the ball inside. It doesn't matter. And you know, he may be 6'11", but he's got a sweet touch on the ball when he's shooting from the perimeter.
Yeah, look, he has excellent touch, but you don't want him standing 22 feet from the basket. Where you want him working is that 8-10 foot area. And he's so good in that area. He backs people down. He shoots it right over them. The release point is so high. There's nothing that any defender can do. That's just the way it is. And we saw that in the Clemson game. I mean, numerous times. He played 21 minutes and had 19 points and 11 rebounds. That's about as efficient as you can get. And I think the concern for everybody else is that Cavendeli is getting better. And you see it almost on a game-by-game basis, he's getting better. And I'm not sure there's anybody in the country that can guard him. I don't know if he can go 40 minutes, but, I know you're running shifts, hockey-type shifts, and I get that. But that's a guy I wouldn't want to take off the court if I didn't have to.
Oh, I agree. Well, that's all I got, Walt. You guys have a great weekend.
Thank you, Seminole Ted. Appreciate the call. It's Big Bad Bob and David. Bob, how are you?
Walt.
Bob.
Hey, Walt. That was a really great road race moment. The timing of this, if anybody's as old as I am, if they remember, back in 1979, the U.S. had this Iran hostage thing that lasted for a year, this horrible thing that was going on, and Ronald Reagan just took over, and the Olympics were in the Olympics were in New York, so there was a lot of all this, you know, there was a lot of things going on about the U.S. hoping the U.S. would do well. And nobody saw anything about the hockey team. It was a bunch of young guys against all the professionals. That's when all the other teams had the professionals. And I never will forget when they beat the Russians, people just went crazy. It was like a college team beating an NFL team. These Russians were big, and they pounded the players. I never will forget that game. But when the U.S. won the Russian game, like you said, in the second half, didn't you say they kept going after the – I never will forget this. They kept going after the net. You know, most people didn't know a lot about hockey in the South.
Well, it's just that they were so dominant. They were such – look, the thing to realize is they were – they were so incredibly skilled. I mean, they were, you know, it was like watching the Edmonton Oilers in their heyday or something. You know, they were so great in terms of their ability to skate and the speed that they employed that it just looked like they were playing a different game than everybody else. And so what I was talking about with them pressing the net is that the first two periods of the game were played on the USN. I mean, it was just relentless pressure. And especially in the second period, we couldn't get the puck out of our own end. We had two shots on goal.
What was the goalie's name?
Jim Craig.
Yeah, he saved one after another, after another, after another. And so, on Sunday, I was in the house. I was babysitting my 2 and 3 year olds, and my wife was at church, and it was in the afternoon. Did we beat Finland or Czechoslovakia? Or
we beat Finland
for the gold.
We beat Finland for the gold.
Finland. Okay, but after the Russian game, we said, well, we might, at least we're going, you know, if people were going that, I knew we were happy to win the silver. But we said, let's go for it. But the Russians were just unbelievably huge and big, and it was during this timing that just people just were feeling good about it. And I never will forget, I picked up, when I cheered, the kids cheered. And so I was just cheering. It was so tense, even in the Finland game. When we won, I took my kids and went outside and we cheered, and there were some neighbors out there. We had flags because of this Iran thing. People had bought flags and put them all. They had all, and people were taking their flags out and waving them in the neighborhood. So it was just a great feeling to be an American at that time. So that brought back a lot of memories for me, and I appreciate that.
Thank
you. It came at a real good time, and I'm sorry about my voice.
It's fine, Bob. But, well, I appreciate it, Bob. I appreciate
it. It was a really good segment, Walt. I really liked it.
Thank you, Bob. So, thank you very much.
I will say, go Tigers, beat Boston College.
There you go. Thank you, Bob. the part that sometimes is lost in all of it is that you had to rebound from the insane emotion of winning that game against the Soviets. I mean, almost an impossible task to turn around then. I mean, that was supposed to be the culmination. That was the culmination. And so to have to rebound from that emotionally, just think about, you know, how that relates in terms of college football or basketball. And you play the biggest game ever and you win it. And then you have to somehow regather and regroup because that's not the end. You still have to go out and beat a really good Finland team if you want to win the gold. And again, after two periods, we trailed 2-1. And the Herb Brooks line is, after trailing 2-1 to his team was, this will haunt you for the rest of your lives if you don't finish this. And his team responded as they had previously and outscored Finland 3-0 in the final period. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. David, you'll be up first as soon as we get back. Before we get a break, let me tell you about Krispy Kreme donuts. There's nothing like Krispy Kreme donuts. It's the Reese family. They've been doing donuts right since the 60s. Listen, there's always something new at Krispy Kreme. You know, when the weather's cold, it's the ideal place to go for all of your lattes and your warm drinks. They have it all. I mean, they have all the things that the expensive coffee house does without the expense. And then you also have the benefit of having the greatest donuts anywhere at the same place, which you don't get at the other places. This is Krispy Kreme Donuts, Anderson, Spartanburg. Try the New York Super Cheesecake Donut. It's insanely good. Ramona's favorite is the Oreo Cookie Donut. I'm not sure I've ever had that, but I love Oreos. That sounds really good as well. The hot original glaze come fresh off the press 3 times a day. The lighted sign up front will alert you to that. There's also an app you can get on your phone to alert you for when they come fresh off the press. This is Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson, Spartanburg. For all your fundraising needs, what better way to raise money than through Krispy Kreme Donuts? You kidding me? I mean, if you have any sort of worthwhile venture, they'll be glad to help you. Just tell them I sent you. Call Anderson or Spartanburg Krispy Kreme and tell them that you want to learn more about fundraising, and then I sent you. They'll take good care of you. I promise you. David, you're up first when we get back. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show. Co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7, Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m. only on 105.5 The Roar.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Springtime is almost here. It's the perfect time to tackle the next job on your list. And AutoZone has the free services to help you do it, like our free battery testing. If you're having trouble starting your car, come to AutoZone. We'll test your battery for free so you can figure out the problem from the get-go, which means no waste of money on parts you don't need. Seeing the road better starts with great deals at AutoZone. Get a $15 AutoZone gift card by mail when you buy two Bosch and Vision wiper blades. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Do you have a used vehicle for sale? LKQ Pick Your Part is always buying used cars and trucks.
Any condition.
LKQ Pick Your Part wants your vehicle.
We are constantly updating our inventory and will buy your used car, truck, van, or SUV.
We handle the paperwork and you get paid. It's that easy.
Call today, 1-800-962-2277. That's 1-800-962-2277.
Not running?
LKQ Pick Your Part will have your vehicle towed for you.
Log on to our website for a free quote or call 1-800-962-2277 today and get paid.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
This is Jared Burton on behalf of Burton Properties. My family owns and manages over 800 one- and two-bedroom apartments in the Clemson area. With safe and comfortable living, along with a friendly staff, Burton Properties can accommodate your apartment needs. You can visit the website at clemsonapartments.com or call one of our office numbers at either 653-7717 or 654-1130. Once again, that's Burton Properties, your friendly apartment leader in the Clemson area.
Baseball season is upon us, Tiger fans, and moving season is just around the corner. So hit a home run with Tiger Moving and let them take care of all of your moving needs. With a clean-cut, reliable team and a flat hourly rate, you'll be sliding safely into your new home in no time. Call today at 908-9028, email them at tigermoving@gmail.com, or visit them online at tigermovinggreenville.com. Make that next move with Tiger Moving Company.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Pricey, but man, what a game changer.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. You want to get in? 654-7627. We actually just lost a couple people. Is that name right on line two, Ramona? You want to get in? 654-7627. David, you were actually up first. You want to get back in? You are welcome to do so. The subject for today's Road Rageous Moments from Sports History was Miracle on Ice. It is the 39th anniversary of the 1980 Lake Placid Games, where the U.S. hockey team engineered what is perhaps the greatest upset in sports history. I think certainly given the magnitude of it, it would have to be regarded as such. And there were probably bigger upsets from an odds standpoint, although not many. Again, maybe the Douglas Tyson fight, but in terms of the magnitude of what was at stake in the moment and everything that surrounded it, I think that was certainly the most significant upset in the history of sports. You can get in if you want, 654-767. I also want to talk some NFL draft, and before we get out of here today, and talk about some of the things I've seen, even going back to the Senior Bowl, which I haven't really touched on as yet. I watched all the Senior Bowl one-on-ones. I thought some of the defensive backs were pretty good. Offensive linemen, I thought, were pretty pedestrian. And defensive linemen, I thought, were fairly pedestrian. Part of that is that so many of the elite defensive linemen did not participate. And part of the reason for that, I think, is just this is an unusual divide that we have in this draft this year, where we have so many elite defensive linemen at the top of it, much more so than any draft I ever recall. Let's go to the phones. It is Georgia Tech Julius. Julius, how are you?
Hey, what's up, Walt?
Hey, Julius. Appreciate you getting in.
Let me tell you what. I want to get my 2 cents in, and you know, I got to go. I'm old school. But I want to tell you the reason. One reason I hadn't heard mentioned, that the hockey game was so great. In 1972, there was a basketball game in the Olympics.
Oh, very good.
In which the Russians
stole the medal from us, stole the gold medal from us.
That's right. And you want to know where you were when that happened. And I was there, baby.
You were where?
I was at the game, baby. I was at the game.
Which game? The 72 or the Miracle on Ice?
The 72 game when they stole it.
Were you really?
Yep.
For
I was there. I was in the Air Force still, and my first opportunity at marriage and my wife were in the horse business. And we went over there for the horse events, but I decided I was going to see some other things, and we got tickets. We were sitting in, you heard a nosebleed behind the column?
Yeah.
Okay, but it doesn't matter. We were there when they did it.
In the game that Julius references, we were actually the prohibitive favorite, but the game was fundamentally stolen from us. They were allowed, first of all, there were numerous questionable calls, but they were allowed multiple opportunities at the end of the game, and then finally threw a full length of the court pass and a push off, laid it in, and we lost at the buzzer.
That's correct. That's exactly right. I think it was 4 opportunities. Well, including the first opportunity, they had to take it out under their basket, and they kept throwing it in, and whatever it is, we block it, knock it away, whatever it was. Uh-oh, something happened. Go back and get another chance.
Yeah, they kept giving them chance after chance, and they didn't run the clock and everything else, and everyone in the whole world, including their side, knew that the U.S. got hosed.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Let's just say that there was a lot of unhappy folks, and I was one of them. Of course, that was
the only person I've ever spoken to is at that game.
I was there.
How about that?
I was there the morning right after the Israelis got abducted, too.
Wow.
I was there in the village, and we missed our flight. We couldn't miss our flight to come back, so we had tickets to the closing ceremonies, but they postponed it one day because of that event, so we missed the closing ceremonies. But the one I remember was the basketball game.
back when I thought I could play basketball. I thought I knew something about it.
Well, Julius, I appreciate you sharing that story. That is a great story, and you're probably right. We were still a little salty from that.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, it was bad blood.
Yep.
Yeah, you're bad blood anyhow, but that really, from my standpoint, that was really bad blood. Beat them at anything, you know, was great.
That's well done, Julius. And by the way, thank you for your service.
Hey, my pleasure. Okay.
Thanks. Well done, Julius.
Excellent. Enjoy your program. We'll always do.
Thank you very much. That's the first person I've ever spoken to was at that game. 1972, when we got absolutely hosed. I can still, I've watched all that on film, and I can still see those images. And of course, as people have noted, Doug Collins was a part of that team, and he's been pretty vociferous in the aftermath of that about how badly they did get screwed over. But they gave them multiple chances to inbound the ball at the end, and even on that last full length of the court pass, they pushed off, laid it in at the buzzer. They did everything they could to give them that game at the end. We didn't need anything given to us. We just took it in 1980. Bobby. Bobby?
Hello. Yes.
Hey, how are you, Bobby?
I'm here. Well, you almost got to talk to someone who was at the Montreal game. I'm not Montreal, I'm sorry, Lake Placid. I was at the Winter Olympics. We were in Greenville watching it on television, and a buddy of mine, and I sit there watching it on TV. So, well, where'd it go? We loaded up the van and took off with no tickets, no reservations. we slept in a van in the parking lot at the Olympics. Got to see Eric Hyde win the gold medal, standing in the bucket of a front end loader of a tractor, looking over the fence, taking pictures. Saw Ingemar Stenmark win the gold medal on the downhill, saw the ski jump. We had tickets for that game, but we were wanting to go to Montreal to look around, just never been there. We sold our tickets for $24 a piece.
Wait a minute. You had tickets to the game of the Soviets? No.
The game they lost. I meant the game they were supposed to lose.
To the Soviets?
To the Soviets. We had tickets to the Soviets.
And you sold your tickets for $24 to go and visit Canada?
We did. We weren't hockey fans. We didn't know any better. Everybody said they didn't have a chance. And so we just took off, and we watched it in a bar in Montreal and kicked ourselves. That was pretty bad.
Well, at least you saw it.
That was unbelievable. Oh, yeah. And we didn't watch the whole game, but watched the end of it and just flipped out. Yeah, it was great. Of course, they didn't care anything about it in Canada. Where we were staying, they hated America. And I think we were the only two Americans in there.
I didn't know that about Montreal. So the establishment that you watched the game at, The Canadian fans that were in there were actually rooting for the Soviets?
No, I'm not saying no.
That's why we hate them, Ramona.
Yeah.
That's why we really need to just take that land over.
They don't like Canada.
Right.
Well, I'm not saying they didn't like I'm not sure which team they were.
That alone, Bobby.
Yeah,
if they weren't 100% certain, that alone is reason for us to confiscate their land.
Yeah, that's quite a trip, though.
Oh, I mean, that's an amazing story, Bobby.
I just wanted to share that. I listen to you a long time. Y'all do a great job. I love Clemson, but. Yeah, that was neat.
Thank you, Bobby. That's a great story. Imagine that, Ramona. He and his friend
being
decided,
the only ones there.
Yeah, he and his buddy decided to travel up to Lake Placid. Didn't have tickets to anything. They got in a van and traveled up there. And one of the things they did have tickets to was the game against the Soviets. And they sold their tickets and decided to go to Canada to see, what do you say, Montreal? and so wind up actually watching the game at a drinking establishment up there, where apparently the Canadians were not fans of us.
Right.
See? You know, this is why long ago we should have claimed that land to the north.
Just took it right, over.
Right. I mean, that's how we claim much of our land.
That's true. Just go over and take it.
We you know, originally we claimed much of our land under a two-word slogan called Manifest Destiny. It was, we had the God-given right to claim any land that we wanted. So I'm in favor of employing Manifest Destiny with the land known as Canada. You know, that's, Ramona, you're on the phone, but that's what we did. When we, in our westward expansion, we expanded under a two-word phrase called Manifest Destiny. Right. We had the God-given right to take whatever we wanted.
Right.
Well, I assume that still applies to Canada.
Yeah. They might have something to say about it.
No, really, they wouldn't. I mean, what are they going to do? I mean, what can they do? We should have claimed that land long ago. I'm very disappointed to hear that Bobby's basically
Aren't they under the United Kingdom?
Yeah, you know, they were in, the Canadians were in the Soviet group, by the way, in 1980. The Canadians were the second best team in the world. I mean, they were the team. If there was a team that was given any possibility of threatening the Soviets, it was supposed to be Canada. Hey, before we get a break, let me tell you about Priority One. Bobby will be up first as soon as we get back. Priority One for all your security needs. No one does it like Priority One. They're the best in the industry. First of all, they're great people. They've matched every dollar we raised in the Tigers for Tatas campaign in the last 2 years. They are fighting cancer where we live. That's all you need to know. But that's not reason enough to let them protect your family. This is. They're tip of the spear in technology, total customization, fastest response time in the industry. Look, I'm not telling you what to do about your personal security. That's a very much a personal decision. I'm just telling you this. My friends at Priority One, when you're ready, will protect the people who matter most in this world to you. You know, I watch the news almost every day. It's just one horror story after another. These things are happening in our local communities. Again, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm telling you this. When you think it's time and you're ready to protect your family and the people who matter most to you, dial this number, 288-1400, 288-1400. That's Priority One. Tell them I say it. It's the way this deal works. Trust me, you will thank me later. All right, Bob, you're first when we get back. We'll also turn our attention to some
Safely in the Priority One studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Rely on EnviroMulch for your outdoor project. With all the rain we've had, they can help with rock crush and run along with 57 stone for your erosion, flooding driveway, and water pooling issues. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
You've heard folks talk about the sauce at Joe's New York Pizza. I'm here to tell you it is the sauce that makes the lasagna so great. Believe me, I know lasagna, and Joe's New York Pizza lasagna is my favorite. Their homemade marinara sauce, beef, ricotta, and mozzarella cheese loaded with their special spices. The lasagna at Joe's New York Pizza, which comes with a salad and those famous garlic knots, is where it's at. Seneca or Clemson, make it Joe's New York Pizza for lasagna with the sauce.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
If your loved one is no longer comfortable living in their own home due to memory loss or aging, Dominion Senior Living is here to help. At Dominion, outstanding physical, emotional, and spiritual care is the standard. Their community offers a modern, comfortable place to call home. Honoring God through service to seniors, Dominion Senior Living at Patrick Square in Clemson and Highway 81 in Anderson. Exclusively designed to promote vitality with support when needed, visit DominionSeniorLiving.com for more information.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is the home of the lifetime warranty. At Granger Nissan, we are all about family, so we are looking for a play ball kid for every Clemson weekend home game. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson to register your kid. You don't have to do anything, and nobody's going to pressure you into buying a car. Simply come by and register your kid to stand at home plate and shout, play ball. You'll get four tickets to the game, and your family and your kid will get an experience they will always remember. Granger Nissan of Anderson, proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.